Hi, this is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, and I am Chip Brim filling in for Mom. She's in Israel, and we've been talking about love and the importance and the how-tos of love and how you become a friend of Jesus by love. I mean, you really need to get this because he said, "You are my friends if you obey my commandments." And if is a conditional word. In John 15 says, listen, if you do my commandment and walk in love, you're my friend. Now, I know we have a great song called I Am a Friend of God, but just by singing that song doesn't make you a friend of God. And we know that he is already our friend because he did die. He said, no greater love does a man have than he give his life for his friends. Well, he did that. But are we giving our life for him? And our life should be walking in love. And if you do this commandment, you're my friend. And then he goes on to say, listen, I don't want you to just be servants anymore. I want you to be my friends because I'll tell you everything. Friends confide in each other. And I'll tell you secrets and mysteries and things in the last days and your steps and about your children and what to do and here and there. I don't know about you, but I want that. And God wants us to have that. And so does Jesus. And he's saying, well, be my friend and walk in love. And then I also went to the scripture this past week in Matthew 22 about the lawyer asking, well, which is the great commandment in the law? And the reason why he was asking that is because they had to know and quote at least five times a day the law, which was 613 laws, and that is from Exodus to Deuteronomy. And I don't know about you, but I would have asked the same question. And Jesus comes back because 613, five times a day, give me a break. And he says, is there a shortcut? And Jesus says, sure there is. Love your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. That's what Matthew 22:37 says. But the word mind is mistranslated. Actually, if you read it in Deuteronomy 6, it's might, and that's the Hebrew word for resources. So love God with all your heart, your spirit, your soul, your mind, and your resources. Love God with everything you got. Then he said, the second is tied with it, love your neighbor as yourself. If you get these two down, you don't have to five times a day memorize 613. Listen to me. You love God with everything you got. Nothing is above him. And love your neighbors as yourself. Then everything hangs on these two. Everything. Your love walk, your financial. There's people who have been sowing, just really good tithers and givers, but not seeing any good reaping. And I got some news for you. Your love walk, your reaping hangs on it. And we got a great testimony from Randy Laughlin. Randy's a great loyal worker here at Prayer Mountain, and he's always in here with us. He's our sound guy, our TV guy, our radio guy. All the Copeland people know him. He keeps us on the air, and he's with us now. Randy, say hi.
Hey, hi, everybody.
And Randy is going to tell us a great testimony on how his love walk and the blessings that came with it financially. I think got him out of debt pretty much.
Yes, it sure did. And it was pretty cool because what was happening with us, with my wife and I, we were believing God to get out of debt, and we couldn't figure out why it wasn't happening sooner.
Because you were doing all the things of giving
we were giving,
tithing,
just having a good time and going to Pastor Keith's church, and
yep.
We were
great
confessing
church
every week that all of our debts are being reduced and eliminated, and we were making all the right confessions, we were doing all the right things, but there was a certain thing that happened in my life that had to do with the love walk.
And I was there.
Yeah.
And it was had something to do with just, technical at work with lawyers and such like that.
Yeah. Yeah. But, and what it was, when Chip was talking about love was not touchy, I was very touchy.
So was Mom. So you're in a good spot.
Yeah. And so what ended up happening is we basically an explosion happened here at Prayer Mountain. And it was, I won't go into specifics, but it was something that was really, it was really horrible. It hurt me really bad, and it hurt this other person. And it was so bad that I got called into the principal's office, Billy Brim. And so when we sat down, I told her all about it and everything. And what did Billy say? She says, well, she got out 1 Corinthians 13.
Every time.
And she said, this other person is not going to change. And I said, what do you mean, not going to change? And I didn't realize what she was telling me is that I'm the one that has to change.
Yeah, sometimes we get concerned that we need to change these people.
Yes.
Even
yes.
our coworkers and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not up to us to change anything. It's yeah. up to the Holy Ghost and the Word of God to change.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, the cool thing was is right after this happened, I got my love walks straightened out. And I mean, time after time after time, the enemy would try to tempt me to get out of love, but I wouldn't do it. I forced myself not to do it. It's kind of like that hip. The hip got adjusted, yeah. and I ended up just go ahead and, you know, and I just did the routine, walk in love.
Yeah.
It's only routine, yeah. and it's walk in love. And that's where we should be. Well, several months later, what happened right out of the blue, Sue and I were confessing that we claimed $33,000 to get out of debt completely. And there was a person that was brought into our lives that we had out of the blue. What happened is this person wrote us a check for $30,000.
Sent it in the mail, didn't he?
Sent in the mail.
You got a check in the mail.
Yeah, for $30,000 out of the blue.
And he never knew you.
Nope, he didn't know we had any needs, what we were believing God for. We never talked to him about it. He's just a good friend and just felt led of the Lord to do it. And what ended up happening is we paid off all of our debts. And remember, our confession was all of our debts are being reduced and eliminated. And as that happened, freedom came to us, and we couldn't figure out really what we did right.
Yeah. Because, so that was hanging. It was hanging. You were doing the right thing, sowing the seed, yeah. confessing all this, but that part and that love part, because the Bible says if you have love, if you don't have love, you can have faith to move mountains. And you can feed the poor and you can have the money, you know, whatever. But if you have love, you're nothing. So, and it also says love never fails. Mm-hmm. So something was failing and something wasn't happening. But then when you added that love part to it, it all clicked together. And then, bam, you're debt free.
Yeah. And you know what? When we got this, I'm telling you, what we did was we pulled off the side of the road and we wept.
Oh, my goodness.
Because it was such a relief. But now I didn't put two and two together
yeah.
for a long time.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the Lord spoke to me.
So you're telling me, listening to us right now, are thousands of people who are that close to being debt free.
That's right. They can be debt free.
And they're a little bit frustrated because they've been sowing and, mm-hmm. and tithing. But the love cannot be left yeah. out of the formula.
You know what I was doing in my mind? I would say, these preachers can always get big money.
Yeah.
And the reason is because they stand up in front of big congregations.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you know what? That wasn't true.
No.
What it is they've got big love.
Yes.
And they walk in love very well.
Yeah.
And they get blessed because of it. But I'm just an average Joe. Nobody hears me on the radio.
Right.
I try to
right.
be as invisible as I can.
Right.
And here we are.
Wham.
All of a sudden, wham, we get out of debt.
Oh, man. And I don't know about you, but that is so encouraging. And that's not the only 30,000. I mean, God, there's so much more.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, sometimes, you know, from now on, Randy, don't limit God with saying 30, say a minimum of 30,000.
Yeah, I should say that, yeah.
He may have wanted to write 130. No, who knows? But that was what a blessing. And that testimony, you know, the Bible says in Revelations that two things overcome the enemy. The blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus, what he shed. And that's why Mom wrote that book. And if you don't have that book, you need to get The Blood and the Glory. The Lord said, we're not making much of the blood because it overcomes the enemy. You should at least do it twice a day. Plead the blood in the morning, plead it. He's a thief in the night. He'll try to steal, kill, and destroy you and your family at night. We need to apply and plead the blood. Well, guess what else is just as important as the blood? The word of your testimony. Satan hates that. And I believe with all my heart, by Randy's testimony today, that thousands, thousands are going to become debt free.
Mm-hmm.
Just on what we're talking about today. Isn't that exciting?
I believe that, yeah. Yeah.
And Randy's not going to stop there. His love walk is going to continue to grow and go. And anytime we see anything come against our love walk, we're going to know that that's the enemy trying to stop not only my healing or whatever, but my financial progress, and so that he can be a blessing to others. And you know, Randy, with that money, not only was debt free, but I know for a fact personally that he blessed blessed people and got to bless other people and to be a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, the very funny thing is that we figured out that God, there is no limit.
There is no limit.
And as far as ministry, personal, what God wants to do is he wants to give you the desire of your heart. And I believe what he does is not only give you the desire of your heart, he inputs the desire in you for these things. And it's mainly to appropriate the gospel in the kingdom.
Yeah.
And there's dreams that was birthed because of that. The limits were completely taken off God for me.
Yeah.
And my wife and family.
Absolutely. Man, I'm telling you, we want to hear about this because I'm telling you, this is the truth. What you just heard is the truth. And it'll absolutely set you free. Randy's been set free. We want to hear from you guys who apply this because it's going to work. Love never fails. It says that. And so write to us, if you would, at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or call us, 417-336-4877, or you can dial us 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or you can go on billybrim.org. It's billybrim.org. But give us your testimonies because those are powerful. And I know, I can just feel it. I don't have to feel it. But this is such a powerful testimony that there are going to be thousands that are going to receive this and apply it and do it. And you're going to get totally set free because of it. And you're going to be debt free. And I don't know if that interests you or not, but it should to be debt free. And it's encouraged me. And I don't want to miss out on this thing. So we're taking this love walk serious. And because everything hangs on it. He said that to that lawyer. Everything hangs on it from the Old Testament, the New Testament. The laws, the prophets, everything they prophesied, your money situation, your health. Some of you right now, you don't have your healing yet. Brother Hagin used to say, well, you might want to test your love walk or just see how your love walk's going because your faith hangeth on your love. So everything worketh by your love. Glory to God. We're so glad to have Randy here today. Such a blessing. And if you have any teenagers or young people or in your family or church that need to get fired up and trained for the Lord, make sure they get to our Champions for Christ Youth Rally this summer. It's the C4C Youth Rally. It's in Branson, July 25th to the 29th. Pre-register if you would. Mom speaks at it. I speak at it. Steve Munns, Jeremy Pearson. You'll see Randy there. Get to talk to Randy. Tell him your testimony. Glory to God and what a blessing he was to you. Drama and Go Ministries will be there. We'll have 7 meetings with Awesome Word, Music and Drama, 4 nights of lodging, all the meals paid. Silver Dollar City, Whitewater, Dixie Stampede, it'll talent show, dance. We'll just have a great time. You won't get a better vacation than that. So this is Chip Brim for Billy Brim in Prayer Mountain saying Shalom.